Hello and welcome to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, January 5th, 2016. As always, we are coming live from the beautiful and very cold and windy city of West Palm Beach, Florida. If you guys like the new intro, it is done by the very talented Cheryl Smith, who's a good friend and colleague of mine, very talented, wonderful person who I've come to have the joy of getting to know. And she's done a lot of work for me. She's done my business cards, brochures, all sorts of different things. Very, very talented lady, and I hope to see her talents for years to come. But it is a new year, everybody, with new ideas. That means new changes. Time to evolve deeper, right? What are your plans? What are your plans for this year? What do you want to do that's different? Change is all about transformation. As we dig deeper, we allow growth, we transform our ideas, we transform our evolution, and we allow ourselves to evolve into greater beings. And that's what the new year is all about. And actually, every day should be about that, isn't it? Every day is a fresh start. And as wonderful as the new year is, and we always have this idea, but isn't it, shouldn't we keep that idea of the new year going all year round, that every day should be a fresh start? But what are your plans right now? I want to know. You guys write me, let me know what your guys' plans are, what you want to do different, because, you know, that's what I'm excited to hear about. But, you know, the new year's resolutions, we often, it's a big thing during this time of year that everyone wants to do the New Year's resolution, but they don't seem to work much. And you know, you got to ask yourself why. Why don't they seem to work? You know, people are settled into their habits, right? We are creatures of habits that just seem like we get comfortable, and I'm no different. I get comfortable in my ways. I get set in my ways, and my friends will vouch for that. But you know, we get settled there. We get settled in our lifestyle, the repetitions of each day. And sometimes, don't we also pick too hard of goals? You know, I find that everyone who has these New Year's resolutions, we always pick these goals that maybe not be attainable on a short-term thing, and they pick these long-term goals. Well, I want to lose weight. I want to get healthy. I want to do all these different things. I want to, you know, change my life this way or that way. But, you know, I find that New Year's resolutions always seem to be better when we pick short-term goals, something that we can like attain shortly a little bit. And, you know, getting healthy and losing weight and doing all these different things, yes, you can achieve short-term goals, but I think that kind of deflates us, especially when we go through that period where we're trying to get healthy, change our lifestyle. We don't see the results that we want to fast enough, but you just got to have a little patience. And also, you know, we got to be able to do the work, people. You know, ideas are great, and this is something we're going to talk about today later in the show. But, you know, resolutions or change or transformation or evolution of the soul, body, mind, whatever you want to call it, you know, it has to have the work done. You know, if you don't want to do the work, then you can't expect the results. And I know that's kind of harsh, but it's the truth. And we got to do it. We got to be able to put, hey, since I've been back, I've been working at the gym all the time. I've been eating healthy again. I've been really pushing my body, and I'm starting to see the weight loss, my muscle tone's getting back, a lot of sweat that takes a lot of work. And you know, and as much as I do, I'm one of those gym junkies. I do. I love to enjoy the gym that I do, the workout and everything. And I know for a lot of you, it's not your favorite, but whatever your resolution or whatever your transformation is for this year, your goals for this year, make sure you put in the, make sure you put in the work. Find the smaller goals. They're more attainable. Goals that you actually care about. That's important. Make sure it's something that you truly care about, that you truly want. Because sure, everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to have these ideas of doing things. But, you know, if it's not something that you truly want, then it's going to have an issue with you. And you're not going to have the passion behind it. So let's maybe try to find some time for personal time. How about that? What about personal time? Do you think personal time would do good? I know last year that was one of my resolutions. It happened in the middle of the year. I said, you know what? I never get to see my friends. I never get to do the things with my friends. My friends don't feel that I'm around enough. So I'm going to make sure that I have personal time. And that's what I did. And I've set out and I make sure I text my friends, call my friends. I hang out with them. I spend time with them. And it's definitely changed my style. Because let me tell you, when you go to school, you get injured, all that stuff, you know, or you work a lot, it's easy just to want to come home and relax and just sit on the sofa, you know, read a book or watch TV and let the world go by. But personal time for yourself and personal time for your loved ones are really good. Well, my New Year's Eve was awesome. I spent time with my Florida family, three people that I really care about. We got to shoot off fireworks and we danced around the yard and inside the house. And you know, time with our loved ones is so important to me. Anyone who knows me knows that I cherish this so very much. It is so very important. And I just had an outstanding time. My birthday is Saturday, so I'm still expecting all those gifts from you guys. I want them first class. Make sure you get them by Saturday. I want the big, expensive, you know, gifts. And if you guys give me something special, that would be great, too. But no, my birthday is Saturday. And, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to getting another year older. You know, it's funny when we get older, our birthday is just, okay, we're another year older, more gray hairs, or we're a little bit more tired, a little bit more aches and pains, but I'm looking forward to it. I get to spend some time with some good quality people. Last week, if you tuned in, we went down the journey to the road to self-discovery. We asked two very important questions. Being that there's so much spiritual guidance out there, why are so many of us lost in our world? And when we get asked the question, who are you? Why is it so difficult to answer? And we talked about the theories of spirituality and religion, right? Is that all these theories are one size fits all. And we don't even know if a lot of these theories are true or not. But we take them, we accept them as truth. And we expect that there's a million people or a couple billion people, and you know, and we expect that one theory is going to fit every single person. Well, we all think differently. We all have different ideas, different ways of doing things. So we have to be able to adjust theories and apply them to ourselves and adapt and make them kind of our own, kind of feel out what feels right for us and test these theories, because some of these theories aren't going to work for us and some of them are. And a lot of times we don't know how to apply these theories, right? We don't know what we're doing. We hear a theory or we read a theory, or we get taught something by somebody that really doesn't understand the theory itself, and we just start to practice it. Well, that doesn't work for many of us. And maybe sometimes it might work a little bit, but for most of us, it kind of leaves us high and dry. Like, what are we doing? That is so important for us to understand. It really is. We got to develop the patience, the understanding, and the compassion. Remember, those are the three bigs. You got to have patience for yourself, and you got to have the understanding that you're not going to understand. And that, remember, the journey is a lifelong process. You're going to falter. You're not going to understand things. And as you go through this journey, and as you go through the evolution, you got to have compassion for the emotions that you go through and the things that you have to face and the challenges. So you must have patience and understanding and compassion with yourself and be objective as much as you can. And when you want to dig down deeper, you have to ask yourself, well, who am I? When any situation pops up, you have to say, well, who am I to this situation? When I react this way, why do I react this way? Who am I? What triggers this? Why am I reacting this? Why do I feel this way? Who am I to this retrospect? And that will allow you, believe it or not, that simple question will allow you to dig so deep into your evolution. And it's silly because we spend all this time and money on all these fancy programs that are supposed to take us, all these advanced programs that people sell on the internet and on stores. But really, that's so simple, and that will take you so far. But remember, you have to figure out yourself. The journey to self-discovery is all about you. Instead of chasing those ideas, don't chase the idea of self-discovery. Don't chase the idea of the theories. Don't chase the idea of a spirituality. Chase the idea of figuring out yourself. And when victimization occurs, stop it. Don't allow it to happen. Have patience with yourself. Have understanding, and allow yourself compassion instead of feeling victimized at life, what life throws at you. But if you didn't listen to it, it's in the archives. Go check it out. Well, tonight is the way of the light, the struggle of a growing consciousness. As you grow in vibration and consciousness, it often seems as if your life becomes a greater struggle to be one with the world. If we are expanding our personal awareness, why does it seem to fall deeper into doubt and despair? Ah, the joys of being awake, the joys of evolution, the joys of being a healer, a sensitive, an empath. You know, this is one topic that I love to talk about, and this is one topic that I love to teach, because so many of us are under this. There's so many, there's less than 1% of us that truly, really understand this. And then there's probably about 5% that can very much relate to this. But anyone who's sensitive, an empath, waking up, evolving, we always have these ideas that when we read these books, we hear about all this Buddhist stuff or whatever spiritual path or religious path you follow, you always hear about this enlightenment. And the more enlightenment you get, the more balanced, the more peaceful things get. But that doesn't seem right, does it? That doesn't seem right, because you guys have really been trying to evolve, right? You guys are awake. You guys see things for what they are. You guys are moving forward, moving in a positive direction in your evolution. Life just seems to get more and more complicated. The falsehoods of the world, people. I could not say it louder. The falsehoods of the world. This is what the show is all about. This is why I do the show. It's always about breaking down limitations and false ideas. You do the work. You grow. That's what you're told. The easier life gets. More and more evolved you get, easier life is. But that's actually the opposite. The more evolved you get, the harder things get at times. The more work you do, the often you will struggle. Often you will struggle with your emotions. You'll struggle with life. You'll struggle with connection and so many things, as we're going to get into it later. But this is one of the biggest falsehoods that we have to understand. Through evolution, through growth, through spiritual connection, through evolving, we dig deeper and we disconnect from the world. When life becomes harder, life becomes a struggle. And we must break through and break down these limitations, these false ideas of the world of spirituality, because this very idea, let alone, will slam you to the ground each time. This, I don't know how many clients I have and how many people at seminars that ask me about this all the time. Well, Miss Raina, we were on, you know, we're on our spiritual journey and things got good for a while, but the more we dig deep, the harder we go. It just gets worse, or I feel like I'm in more turmoil than ever before. As healers, as empaths, as light workers, as sensitives, as awake people, evolving people, you're going to struggle with connection. You're going to struggle with being accepted by others. And you know what, people? It's going to be hard for you to find good in others and the world often most. And the reason why that is because we're going to get into this in a little bit later, but the reason why is that is all about vibration, is all about energy, and all about how you perceive things in your own world. But, you know, the world does make us feel dirty, right? For most of us, you know, a lot of us become loners. for the wrong reason. We start to evolve. We start to grow. We start to expand our consciousness. And the world makes us feel dirty, right? It really does. It makes us feel dirty and icky. And when we have to go out in the world, it's a really big chore for some of us. I know for me, I got to tell you, there has been periods in my life where I swear to God, I was just going to be a hermit crab and just lock myself in the house and never come out. And honestly, that's what I did for many years. And I would just go out to get food and that would be it. And I would work from home and I didn't want to deal with the people because I didn't connect with them. I wasn't accepted by them. I couldn't find the good in others. And every time I went out, it just became suffocating. It became too much. And I know a lot of you feel this way. A lot of you feel this way on a daily basis. And this is hard. This is hard. How are we supposed to be the lights of the world? How are we supposed to be examples? How are we supposed to change the world if we can't even deal with the general public? Ah, that's a tricky question. But you know what I find? I don't know if any of you can relate, and I'm sure you can. But I know that for a while, even myself, I used to have a missing feeling inside of me all the time. No matter who I was around, where I went, where I moved to, I bounced from place to place. I always had a missing feeling. Like I would be happy temporarily, but it didn't matter what relationship I was in, if I was single, if I was dating, if I was in a triad, whatever I was in, if I was at a perfect job, whatever. But I would be temporarily happy. And I found that I bounced from state to state. I lived many places in this country, and I could never find home. How many of you can't find home? How many of you have a hard time finding peace within yourself or the sense of belonging? It's tough. And what do you think that's about? That's all about vibration. Vibration is the key to who we are. But a lot of us don't understand that. Sure, we understand that we're made of energy, that everything in the universe is made of energy, from the sound of my voice to the microphones to the computers all around me, the chair, everything, even your clothes, everything is made of energy. But do we understand what vibration is? Do we understand how energy vibrates, how it resonates? So we first have to understand that as we grow, as we evolve, vibration changes within us. It matures, and the frequencies transform. And you have to think about that. It's so simplistic and so basic, but we never really concentrate on that idea. We're always looking at things in such a physical, dense sense that the body is that it. And so we're uncomfortable in our skin because, hey, we don't belong in this world, right? Nobody gets us. Nobody understands us. You're the weird one, right? Nobody is ever going to get us. And, you know, we have people that love us, but no one ever truly gets us who we are. Well, vibration mimics that tone, mimics how people react to us, mimic how we feel. And so as we grow, as we evolve, our vibration matures, our vibration changes. And even the people who aren't healers or sensitive or empaths, as you grow, as you learn, as you evolve, you're always changing. You think about your energy when you were a child. When you were 5, 6, 8, 10 years old, your vibration was high and vibrant and all over the place. And if you're like anything like me, I was totally ADHD. I still am ADHD. What am I talking about? But when I was I was all over the place, and my energy was so overwhelming that it went one of two ways. Either people loved to be around me because they fed off my energy, or they were so intimidated by me because they couldn't handle my vibration. They couldn't handle my energy. And you know what? As you transform, your vibration goes faster. It resonates at such a higher frequency. And it makes sense. It makes sense to understand that. As we're growing in strength, as we're expanding our consciousness, as we're being the way of the light and we're growing in that sense, it would only make sense that we're leaving behind a lower, slower vibration into something faster, into something smoother, into something lighter. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsor.
From combat to Cosmo to corporate to coach, Shelly Mitchell works with smart, creative, and driven, highly spirited entrepreneurs, helping them find their focus, get clear on their message, create a plan that works for them and their unique brain style to develop the systems so that they can be the CEO of their business and make more money. The time is now to turn your passion and your purpose into a profitable, successful business. Visit Shelly Mitchell's website, mypersonalbusinesscoach.com, or email Shelly, that's Shelly with an EY, at mypersonalbusinesscoach.com. When visiting the website, be sure to request your weekly success planner and or schedule a catapult your cash flow call with Shelly herself, both complimentary.
Vibration. We have to understand and relate to our vibration. Vibration, the higher it goes, it makes us feel uncomfortable. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, if we take life, think about how life is. As we mature, as we grow and we get older, our vibration, our energy changes, right? As we experience new things, we become uncomfortable. So it would make sense that as we're going through our journey and as we're growing, as we're working more in the light, as we're doing more healing, we're learning new ways, we're expanding our consciousness, we're going to feel uncomfortable with who we are. We feel unsure. We feel unfamiliar. And this is why so many of us struggle with the connection of people and places. If we take, as we're maturing, or say like we're going into high school or we're going to a new school for the first time, it's uncomfortable, right? Why? Because the school is unfamiliar. The people are unfamiliar. You're not sure of yourself. What you once knew, what you once were comfortable with, took you 3-4 years to be comfortable with, that you saw every day, is no longer with you. And so now you're maturing into something. You're growing into a new skin. You're going to change and be a different person. And so what do we have to do? We have to learn to adjust. And it makes total sense. When you change out your vibration, when you start to expand in that way, you're going to have to adjust in that setting. So be patient with yourself. Understand that when you feel awkward, when you start to expand and you're expanding your journey and you're expanding your healing ways, that understand and be patient and have compassion towards yourself, that you're going to feel uncomfortable with yourself, because this is the way of the light. And I don't care how old of a soul you are. I tell you, every time I transform, every time I learn new ways, every time I reopen new things, I feel uncomfortable. I don't tell you guys that. I don't tell my friends that. But there are some times, last year there was a time where I felt like I had no clue who I was. I was like, what is going on here? And then all of a sudden I had to realize, oh my God, there was an energy shift in me. And new ideas came in, new ways of healing, new techniques. My energy became stronger, more vibrant. But at first, it felt unfamiliar. I didn't even almost recognize myself. I sat there and I was like, I would look in the mirror and I said, well, it looks like me. You know, it's Miss Raina. But at the same time, I didn't feel like it. And it's hard to go out into the world when you don't feel like yourself. It is hard. It is very difficult to go out in the world and smile and try to be comfortable with strangers or your friends, or try to go in public places and be comfortable with the surroundings when you feel imbalanced inside. But I'm going to tell you, people, everything that you're going through is what's needed in order for you to do your job as a healer, in order for you to do your job for the light. You have to go through uncomfortability. You have to go through transformation. You have to be able to raise your vibration to a higher frequency in order for you to work and do what you came here to do. The world is a very low, dense vibration. The world is solid. You take any form of hard matter, a chair, a desk, the world rocks. It's very slow. It's very hard. It's dense. And you know what, as you start to move away from that, you become higher and you have to learn to adapt, because you're going to move quicker. Your mind, your energy is going to, your intuition starts to pick up. And you know, how do we expect to connect? I mean, really, do you really expect you to connect with people that don't resonate at the similar vibration as you? I mean, that's the fact of the matter, right? The fact of the matter is you're not going to connect with most people in the world, and you're not meant to. You're not meant to. Why is that so hard to accept? We feel like we've been shunned, or we feel like we've been outed or outcasted by the other side, when in fact it's the biggest and best blessing that you don't fit in, that you don't connect. Because that is the way that you're going to be able to teach. That is the way that you're going to be able to do what you need to do. It took me even a long time to learn that, even in this lifetime. You guys know, as if you listen to the show, how many times have I told you in past shows that it was hard for me? It was a big struggle for me. And I rejected this life because they said, oh, Miss Raina, you're going to do radio. You're going to speak in front of people. You're going to do all these things. And you got to be able to do this, this, and this, and act this way. But yet at the same time, no one's going to like you. People are going to turn on you. Your friends are going to turn on you. You're not going to be able to connect. You're not going to fit in. And even when you do get people of like mind, when you come with them with new ideas, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. But hey, good luck. And I got to tell you, that's not appetizing. That's not appetizing for any of us. And I know many of you feel like that. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't want to connect with everybody. I just want to connect with me. I don't want to fit in with everybody. I just want to fit in with myself. And you have to be willing to understand yourself. When you fit in with yourself, the feeling of not belonging won't be so intense. And trust me on that. I promise you that. If you learn to accept the fact that you're not meant to fit in, and you look at it as a blessing and not a punishment or not some torture, and you fit and you feel and fit inside with yourself, I'm going to tell you, people, your life is going to change. Because feeling this comes from the inside, and that becomes an insecurity. How many times have throughout your life you felt like you were confident, or you felt like you were sure or secure, and all of a sudden you got someplace or you went to go do something and the world rejected you and made you feel insecure, and all of a sudden you made your world crumble inside because, hey, we're not good enough, right? We're allowing others to dictate our lives. Why should we allow others to dictate our lives? I mean, what, for the sake of feeling like we're going to fit in? And you know what's sad is many people who are so-called awake or are healers or empaths or sensitive hide who they are out of shame. Are any of you ashamed of who you are? And be honest with yourself, or have been. Because if you're ashamed of who you are, there's absolutely no reason for you to ever be ashamed of who you are. Be proud of who you are. You know what? The world isn't going to get you, but that's okay. Because you know what? At one time, you didn't get people who were like you that came before you. And you know what? When you move on and you are done with life and everything, the people who don't get you are going to be in that position, and they're going to feel the same. Everyone takes a turn. So you're not special, and you're not punished. You're not excluded from the club. It's part of the cycle. But just think about how special of a moment this world is right now. Right now, we are in an evolutionary shift. The way of the light, the growing consciousness is expanding in the world. We're changing life itself. We are taking a part in evolution. How great is that? And you have a first hand in evolution. For the rest of humanity, you can say, you know what? I was one of the people that had an evolution that helped move the herd of people who couldn't understand into and catapult us for what's to come. And let me tell you something, people, if you think life has maxed out, if you think life has fallen apart and it's maxed out and it's just not worth saving, then you have no clue what's to come. You have absolutely no clue what's to come. I'm honest with you there, because life is going to be amazing, going to be a struggle. It is going to be a struggle, and you must accept that. You must accept who you are and how life is, and you have to understand the capabilities that you have. They're not there. You know, a lot of us will look at it as our capabilities are like, I know when I was young, I looked at my sensitivity, my psychic, my intuition. I was scared of it. I really was, because when I first came out with it, people ran away from me. I've had boyfriends and girlfriends that stopped dating me because once they found out how psychic I was, it was like they got scared and it was like an invasion of privacy. And any of my good friends will tell you all the time, it's on all the time. And you know what? It is the greatest gift that I do. It is the greatest gift that I have, and it is the greatest gift that you will have if you're blessed with this. But the world needs us, people. The world needs you. The world needs you to get out of your way, to be proud of who you are, have some confidence in yourself, accept who you are, and fit in with you. Why? Because the world need leaders. As healers, we are leaders of the world. We are the examples to others. We are examples of the way of the light in the struggle of growing consciousness. We are supposed to be the guiding path to humanity. We are supposed to be the light on the path of people who are lost, of humanity that is lost a little bit on their way. And we are supposed to do that. But you know what? Instead, you're caught in your drama. We are caught in our drama every single day, right? We get caught in our emotions. We get caught in victimization of poor me, and nobody accepts me, and the world sucks, and everybody sucks, and everyone's stupid. And this is the drama that we get caught up in. It's sad. But you're not understanding your purpose. The purpose of you is, yes, to example, but the purpose of you is to inspire, to teach, and to help. How many of you spend your life helping others? Do you really help others? Do you really go out every single day and try to truly inspire people and try to teach? Or are you just an angry healer or sensitive or awake person just barking your way at everybody and just making everyone feel dumb because you're angry because nobody gets it except for you? Because I'm going to tell you that you know, that's not the way of the light. And you know what? The sad thing is we do. We do. When we're awake, when we're evolved, we do see the misinformation of the world. We see the propaganda. We see all the lies that go on. And we see the presidents and the media and the senators and all these people and the Monsantos of the world and all these people going on TV and in the newspaper lying all day long. And people just follow. And of course that upsets you. But barking at them, being angry at them, that's not light. That's not light. And that's not the way you handle it. You are meant to inspire and teach. Teach them. If they don't understand it, then teach them. Don't bark your way. Don't shove your way down someone's throat. Don't bark it until they get it. If you look on my social media, you don't see me barking things at people. I make quotes, I make comments, I do the radio show, and anybody who wants to listen, listen up. And then you know what? If you don't feel that what I have to say is worthwhile, well, hey, that's your opinion, that's your way, and I hope that somewhere and you know that it, that you find your path and you do. That's what teaching is all about. It's not being angry, being the angry one and laughing at people online and making others feel dumb because you think you're superior, because that's not light. You can't call yourself a healer. Being awake means having the power of truth. And on this show, we talk about truth all the time, don't we? Hey, I'm the spirit guide of truth. I will never lie to you guys. Everything I tell you is the truth, whether you believe it or not. And you know what? That's the great thing about life, is you still have the option to choose what to take in from me or not. But I will tell you, I will never lie to you, because that's the way of the light. I have no reason to lie to you. I don't want to lie to you. Why? For what good is it going to do to me if I don't work in truth? Even if I wasn't a guide, hey, a guide is just a title. It makes none of us. A healer is just a title. A empath is just a title. An awake person, an evolving person is just a title. It doesn't make us better or less than anybody else. I am no better than anybody else, and neither are you. Everybody is equal. But we think when we're awake, when we think, when we see the truth and people don't, we get this superiority complex, don't we? We really do. We start to get angry, and it is superiority. And if you don't think that's ego, then you better check yourself, because it is. Because we think, oh, well, what did I say? They don't get it, right? They don't understand. But how do you know that you don't understand? How do you know that you haven't get so involved in the drama of the world that maybe you're missing the point? Because if you're acting out of anger, if you're acting out of frustration, if you're acting out of rejection towards the world because people rejected it, if you're not being the leader, if you're not inspiring, teaching, or helping somebody, then you're not doing the way of the light. You're acting out of ego. You have to lead with action, people. You have to live the life. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. You have to be the example in every single way. And you know what? It's challenging, because people will back you 1 minute, and the moment you teeter, the moment you fall off, they will turn their back on you and laugh at you and disown you the next. And that's how people are. But you have to be strong enough. You have to be secure enough. You have to be sure enough and understand that you understand what you're doing better than they do. And that doesn't mean, again, that we're better. That doesn't mean that you're better. Action. We must lead by action. And you know what? Yes, a lot of people are going to look at you like you got 5 heads on your shoulders. I get that every single day of my life. But I will not change who I am for nobody, because I'm proud of who I am. I love myself. And you know what? I've earned the spot that I'm at. And nobody's going to take that away from me. And nobody should ever take away what you've earned. It's that simple. We'll be right back after these messages.
A message from the life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofraina@icloud.com.
Acting frustrated, better than others, being a know-it-all, again, is not the way of the light. If you call yourself a healer, a light worker, an empath, a sensitive, an awake person, an evolved person, and have the attitude that they don't get it, everyone is stupid, I can't stand people, then you know what? You don't get it. You're too wrapped up in your own drama, and you're too wrapped up in the drama of the world. You're not living your life by who you are. You're not being authentic. There's no authenticity from you at all, because a true light worker will never work from that. That doesn't mean we're not going to get upset. That doesn't mean when we see people being blown up and senseless wars and all these different ideas that we want to change. That doesn't mean we're not going to feel sad. That doesn't mean we're not going to feel despair sometimes. That doesn't mean we're not going to be depressed, because sometimes, yes, people, we are caring, loving people. We want the world to be at peace. We want everybody to love each other and to share kindness, share compassion, share understanding. But that's not the world. And as one of my quotes that I love to say, is people who truly get it never use the phrase, "They don't get it." And if you don't understand that, then you should think about that. People who truly get it never use the phrase, "They don't get it." because the people who truly get it and understand that, they'll never use that phrase. Life becomes chaos when we're in despair. Our emotions get all over the place. We become sad and depressed as we watch the world falter, as we watch senseless wars and people being killed every day through terrorist acts or bombings or drone attacks. We watch, in the United States alone, we watch cops kill each other or cops kill people, senseless people for no reason, and yet they get away with it. And it angers us, right? It hurts us because there's no need for it. There is a war going on. The fire has always been burning. And the more sensitive we become, the more we feel. Our highs are high and our lows are lows. And we feel all the pain of the world. And that hurts. That hurts. Every single day we resonate with that vibration. Because remember, we're resonating now at a higher vibration, and the pain and the stagnation and the anger and the violence is at a low vibration. And every time it makes its way towards us, because hey, since we're all connected, we're all one, we're going to feel it all. It takes us for a roller coaster of a ride. Basically, energetically, we're tuned in. Right? And that's wreaking havoc all over us. It wreaks havoc. It wreaks total chaos in our lives. Being turned on all the time, and we don't know how to stop it. We don't, right? And that's why we go out and seeking help. That's why we exclude ourselves from the world, because we don't know how to stop it. And so we become the loners. We stay away from people because we don't know how to turn it off. But you know what? When we're having the highs and we're having the lows and our life is chaotic, we aren't doing what we're supposed to do. And you know what? As the old saying goes, we are taking on too much. And you're not doing proper rest and recharging. You must learn to rest and recharge, people. It is so cliche to say that. It is so often you hear that. But I'm telling you, as sensitive light workers, whatever, et cetera, the list goes on. If you do not understand that you're taking on too much, you don't know how to rest, and you don't know how to recharge, then you're going to have a life of chaos. You will constantly be depressed. You will constantly be sad. You will not want to be around people. You will always be angry, and you will be no use to yourself or the light. You came here with such a powerful purpose, such a great purpose that's going to inspire and transform this world. But instead, you've been conditioned to get caught up in yourself. And you know what? It gives us the feeling that you're not doing your part, right? When we're not doing what we're supposed to, it gives us the feeling of not being a part of it, of being empty, right? I talked about that missing feeling earlier, right? Whenever I am not doing my work, the only reason I will never, ever do any other work than what I'm doing. And I don't care if I make a single dollar out of it. Hey, I hope I make millions and millions and I affect billions of people all over the world. I hope my business gets so big that everybody can be a part of it, because then I know it's a global shift. But you know what? Whether I make $2 on this or 50 gajillion dollars on it, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'll always feel a part of who I am, because I'm not disconnected anymore. My intuition won't stagnate. When we're not doing what we're doing, it stagnates. And despair, doubt happens. You know, life becomes boring. Life becomes mundane. And when this happens, your energy says, get back, world. It goes, get back, stop. Stop right now. Get away from me. You're bugging me. You're annoying me way too much. And that's the energy we give off. Well, you people may not have an understanding of how much our energy resonates with people. And if you're naturally empathic or sensitive or a psychic or whatever, a light worker, and that your energy field is huge already. And so when you're feeling despair and doubt, when you're not feeling right with yourself, you make everyone else around you feel uncomfortable. So it's actually not them rejecting you. You're rejecting yourself. because you're pushing them away and they're not understanding what they're feeling. I was talking to a good friend of mine today at lunch, and we were talking about that a little bit. We were saying, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they come around me, they're either, you know, very few people will click with me, but a lot of people are intimidated to even call me, come up to me, say hi to me. And it's like they always have to bring a friend. Somebody has to know me, and they have to come up with me in order for them to say hi to me. Because the energy resonates at such a high vibration that if I'm not in a good mood or if I'm in a leave me alone state, I give off that energy. And let me tell you something, the whole room feels that. And you say that to people every day. Every day you say to people, get away from me. Don't talk to me. I'm doubtful right now. I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling what I'm supposed to be doing. You've rejected me too much already because I didn't know who I was, and your insecurities became my insecurities. And you know, so I'm not even going to give you the chance. Just get away. And you're going to make everyone feel comfortable. And of course, that's going to make you feel disconnected. That makes sense, right? You can't hate the world. You can't go out hating the world and expect the world to love you back. You can't go out thinking that the world's going to reject you and everyone sucks and nobody gets it and expect the world to love you back. And you know, even if you go out with the intention that you're going to love the world, chances are a lot of them aren't going to love you back. And you know what? That's okay, because there are going to be a lot of people that are. A lot of people will love you back, and you just got to be able to find it. You know, when we are in a state of rejection, and this is something that falters a lot of healers, a lot of light workers, drug and alcohol abuse become prevalent. They become forefront. I know so many people, including myself when I was younger, drug abuse was big with me. And I don't know how many healers I have taught and spoken to and gone through my program and different things where, you know, they just need to turn it off. And so drugs and alcohol, they party their life away because they just want it to stop. And their emotions, they become erratic. Their behavior becomes erratic, and they become rebellious. Light workers often are very rebellious by nature, and it's supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be rebellious to the point of being able to see falsehood, being able to see lies, being able to see misconceptions and false ideas in the world, because that's how you're supposed to be able to teach. But instead, we take it as, oh, all the world lies. We take it as a rejection, and we think everyone's stupid and we're above everybody else, and we rather turn to drugs and alcohol in order for us to feel nothing, because we feel so much. We feel so very much. And you know what? Our relationships suffer for it, don't they? Whether it's romantic or friendship or family. I know for years, me and my sister still haven't talked. It's been a year. She doesn't get me at all. We had that big blowout. My mom gets me only to a point. My dad never really understood me. That doesn't mean that they didn't love me or that they don't love me. That doesn't mean your friends don't love you. But, you know, it's difficult for most. It's difficult for people who aren't sensitive to handle your highs and lows. I know I've lost friendships and relationships. In school, it was hard for me to deal with, and people don't understand it. When you're sensitive and you're around non-sensitive, it is difficult for them to understand what you're going through. And the average person doesn't understand emotions. Everybody thinks that emotions are real. And I bet you even some of you think emotions are real. And when I talk about how emotions aren't real, I bet you some of you scratch your head like and say, what? Emotions are real. I feel them, but they're not. And these are the ideas. So try to understand and have compassion towards those that don't understand. They can't comprehend it. They don't experience it. Nobody, if you grew up rich, if you grew up with money, you can't possibly understand what it's like to be poor. And so how can you understand the struggles of someone who has to fend for every piece of bread if you've always had the Lexus and the Mercedes in your driveway every single time? and vice versa, whether it's a race or gender or, you know, nobody, if you're not gay or if you're not transgender, if you're not black, you're not white, you can't understand what it's like when other people are treated differently because you haven't gone through that. You can relate to some extent. But unless you've had those experiences, you cannot truly comprehend. And so be easy, be lenient with others that don't understand you. You know, to some of us, yes, we appear cuckoo, we appear nuts, you know. Oh my God, there's the crazy sensitive, there's the crazy light worker. Oh, she's going to put your hands on you and magically fix you. And it's going to get that. But don't expect it. Don't expect other people to understand. And in relationships with non-sensitive, it's always the same. I will never expect someone I'm with to truly understand who I am. And it's hard to connect that way, isn't it? When you try to speak how you feel and you try to let other people understand how you feel, it's hard when they look at you and say, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And you could look in their eyes and tell you that it's like, you know, it went right over their head, that they have no idea. And it makes us feel lonely. Being lonely is such a horrible feeling to someone who's alone. And you know what, people? But being alone doesn't mean you have to be lonely. I am alone. I'm single. I've been this way for many, many years. I have awesome friends who I consider my family. I go out and see awesome people. I spent the day with someone who's very special today. And you know, and tomorrow I'm going to do the same. And I am happy. I'm never lonely. Sure, the occasional thing might happen during certain times of the year. Or, hey, I'm human. It may happen periodically once or twice here. But overall, I love who I am. And when you're filled with understanding and compassion and patience with yourself and you accept who you are and you fit in inside, all these little things go away. I know most of my friends will never understand what it's like to be me, and I don't expect them to understand. I don't put the pressure on them, and they don't put the pressure on me. And the connection only is going to go so far. At the most, you're going to find is someone who's supportive. And you know what? That's great. If they can't understand who you are and they're supportive, that is the best thing in the world, because that's all friendships and relationships are always about. I don't have to understand your way. You don't have to understand my way. But if we're supportive and we love each other and we're there for each other through thick and thin and we're honest and loyal with each other, that's what it means. But people, this doesn't mean that you can't have relationships and surround yourself with like people. This means you can have all that. You can have people who accept yourself. The career is no different. Your career, I know many of you will struggle. We got about 8 minutes left, so I'm going to go through the career really quick because this is important. Our careers struggle. I cannot work a 9-to-5 job, and most light workers struggle with 9-to-5 jobs. Because why? We're meant to be rebellious. We're meant to think outside the box. Any form of conformity kills us. It strangles us. And every time we've had a job, it has been the 9-to-5 or a cubicle or suit and tie. It strangles us and we die inside. We'll never be one of those people. And if you're doing that, and you're feeling disconnected, it's telling you, hey, get out of this job. Get us away from this, because I am a healer. I am a light worker. I am a sensitive. I am meant for greater things than this. Not knocking the job that you have, but this is not meant for me. And get out of it. Get out of it. When I'm not healing, when I'm not coaching and I'm not guiding, when I'm not doing these things, I get irritable. I get depressed. I get disconnected. I get testy at the world. And I do. I have moods. I have highs, ups, and downs, just like you guys. They're more controlled because I'm out of balance. But even in balance, you still have emotional changes. You still have highs to appreciate the lows and vice versa. You still have the good and the bad. You still have all these experiences. And that is balance. But whenever I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, I become angry. I become irritable. So if your life is stagnant, if your life is irritable and angry and you're at a job that you just hate, make the change, people. Make the change. If you wouldn't hit yourself in the hand with a hammer over and over, after the first time, you would be like, ow, that hurts. Why did I do that? You wouldn't say, oh, well, you know, it feels bad, but I'm going to keep doing it because this is all I know. Why would you do that with your life? It absolutely makes no sense. And that's the saddest part, right? Because most of us aren't paying attention to who we are. Most of us will never realize the talents that we have. Most of us will say, oh, yeah, I'm a light worker. I'm a sensitive. We'll go on Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter. We'll bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a PG-13 rated G show. Sorry, I apologize for my language. But we'll go on there. We'll complain. We'll do all these different things. And we'll go out thinking we're going to educate the world. And we're not doing anything. And it makes us angrier because we're getting further and further away from our truth. You must appreciate what you do, because most people aren't going to appreciate that. And you know what? If you're looking for recognition, if you're looking for appreciation, if you're looking for the world to accept you and gratitude and superstardom, hey, look at me, I'm Miss Raina, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I'm the greatest, and then you're in the wrong business. You are in the wrong business, people. Get out. Go to the 9-to-5 job because you're not a light worker. Because this is one of the most thankless jobs in the world. It is most of the time, people will never understand what we do for them. They will never understand. They will not appreciate. They won't recognize it. A lot of them won't even want it, even though they say, hey, can I help? Can you help me? I don't know how many people I get to the store when I used to take hourly rates. Now it's just packages. You got to buy the package for the half year or year, and you're locked in, no refund. Because when I used to do the hourly rates, people would be like, okay, I'll come for a session or two and not even want it, or they're just doing it just to do it. But that's life. When we're in alignment, people, life flows. Energy flows. If you're not, chaos ensues. If you're unhappy with yourself, if you're unhappy with the world, or if you're in despair or depressed all the time, then change it, people. Change it by taking leadership. The world is not going to change overnight, and you have to accept that. You have to accept yourself and accept others. And most importantly, stay persistent. Persistence is going to get us farther. It doesn't happen overnight. Start doing what you're meant to do and take proper care of yourself. Take that self-care. Do have proper compassion, understanding for yourself. Release the past. Forgive the past. Who cares the way that people treated you in the past? Who cares what others have done to you? It doesn't matter anymore. You're a light worker. You're a sensitive. You're a person of power that's going to do this. You are a leader. Raise your vibration. Inspire others. Be the leader that I know you are, because this is the way of the light. All right, everyone, that is tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to wish all of you a very happy New Year's and a very happy birthday to me. And I hope I will see you guys next week. I don't know if we're going to do a show next week, because I know I'm going to Chicago on that Wednesday. I got a very busy weekend coming up. But if we do, look on the social media and I'll let you know. If not, then our next show will be the first week that I'm in Chicago. I can't remember the date right now. But if you'd like to follow us on our Facebook, you can follow us at facebook.com, Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. That's all one word. You can follow me on my Facebook at facebook.com/ The Life of Raina. You can follow us on our webpage at soulandspiritguide.com, or you can email me personally at thelifeofraina@icloud.com. Again, thank you all, and have a wonderful night. And remember to always believe in yourself, and it's not our abilities or our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices.